Welcome to When I Grow Up with Liv and Lex, a podcast dedicated to having sisterly conversation on life, love, and identity. We are your hosts, Liv and Lex, and the conversation starts now.
Everybody, welcome back to another episode of When I Grow Up with Liv and Lex.
Yes, ma'am. We're back with another episode as promised.
I hope everybody's doing fantabulous because honestly, March just continues to be a blessing.
I know, this warm weather. When I tell you the lighting, of the sun.
The warmth of the sun
like transforms my mood.
Truly.
Like having those extra hours to just like
honestly, I'm lay. A little surprised that you say that because we've established that Olivia is the moon and I am the sun.
It's that yin yang type situation. So I'm the moon and she is the sun. So, and I think it really reflects our personalities.
100% it does. But it's like, so then to hear you talk about the sun gives you life is one, surprising, but then two, makes me feel warm because if I'm the sun, that means I give you life too. And
what can I say?
Pretty spectacular.
What can I say? Honestly, so March is coming at us strong. One thing that I wish we could change about March is that Playboi Carti still hasn't released his album. And that's all I'm going to say.
Okay.
Playboi Carti is my husband. Newsflash. He's my husband. He's actually like in an alternate universe because I think my main husband is Kofi Cerebo. If you're listening to this, you know who that is. That is my husband.
What if he signed me to our Instagram?
Oh my God, I would literally die. I would die. But Playboi Carti, if you could just drop your album in March, it would really make me feel like we're back in 2016 March, where like March Madness was happening, Future, Drake, like everything was lit. Like, let's bring that back in 2020. Lil Uzi already did it,
and that's been doing it for you. She's been listening to that. She is living
eternal
for that.
Awake.
And Megan the Stallion.
We have so many amazing artists dropping. Wait, Rihanna.
We're Rihanna. And Frank. Because my thing is, are they going to cancel Coachella? Because that's the one time. It would be the one time this man plans to come out and perform anything. The whole show gets canceled. That's the most Frank Ocean thing I've ever heard. Where it's like, I was, but now I'm not. And you can't even reschedule me. He would still perform. And he'd be like, I performed.
For the next 5 years.
Yeah. He would perform and be like, I performed. Nobody came. And then it would be like, I'm done with you fans. And then would never do anything else. And we've all just been patiently waiting.
Can you imagine if Frank Ocean, if everything got canceled? Like, we're really, I'm a huge concert person, and I've already been trying to get my girl Lexi to try to get these Dreamville tickets. And so if they end up canceling Dreamville, that might be.
I think there's a difference between festivals and music concerts.
100%. And I am more a concert person, and I go to, like, I've only been to Afropunk. But it's crazy that coronavirus, like, I think people are most afraid of coronavirus just because it's affecting their summer plans. They're like, please don't let this affect my plans.
Oh my gosh, all the memes that are like, 2020 is the year of travel, and then it's like corona, and it's like people in a hazmat suit on the beach, and I'm like,
lit, bro. These flights are hella cheap.
Yo, no,
trying to take a flight to Europe with me right now?
I have the Hopper app, which like lets you know. Buy now.
Also, your flight, round trip, Delta.
Other things that are super, super cheap is mortgage rates.
Child.
So if
tell
your parents to refinance their house right now because they could get a cheaper mortgage rate than ever before. And
is this sponsored? TurboTax. I know exactly.
Which your taxes are still coming up. And since one of us is an adult here, that is also important. So pay your taxes because April's coming up. And then two, if you have a house or if you're looking to buy a house, right now is a great time because mortgage rates are so low that they're actually like hiring people when corona, like when the precaution, because a lot of it is precautionary. Like if we do these precautionary things to prevent corona from happening, like we won't have a problem.
I know.
Which is great. So it's like, it does suck in the moment, but like long term, it helps the hysteria. But anyway, I had a friend who he's in investment and he was like, he was literally like, when that happened, people in banking, like they're moving more people to work in like refinancing and loans because the applications to refinance homes is like coming in left and right and it's still predicted to go down. And also the stock market is
because of China. That's it's so crazy how everything is affecting
connected one that is another. Just like not what we intended to talk about.
I know exactly. How did we end up talking about this? I don't know. I heard a little birdie down the street told me you got a riddle from me, sis.
Yes, I cannot believe that we even started our season two not solely about riddles, but I still do riddles and I've now taken them into my workplace and all of my coworkers really love them. So anyway, I have a riddle for you, Olivia.
Let's struggle. It's struggle time. Struggle time.
I also love that we're our own soundboard. We said we were going to get one, but I feel like it helps that we're it.
We got to make it look right now. We on the grind. We got to get it out the mud so that when we actually, when we pop and we get that soundboard and all of us there.
Right. But anyway, what only works the first time you use it?
First answer that came to mind was my brain because,
don't see yourself like that.
Look, that logic comes in, but then that heart takes over. I don't know. Don't ask me about it.
I love that you, are okay with not knowing because then people are like, no, let me figure it out. Let me figure it out.
Sis, if we really tried to, like, get me to figure these out, I'd be sitting here and it'd be, like, one day later.
Would it be one of those things where you just, like, stop thinking about it? Because, like, sometimes people ask me things and like, I don't know the answer.
F this crap. Turns table over. I don't know. The next thing that came to mind was a doorknob. We could do this all day long.
Really?
Yeah,
but that doesn't work one time only. That would suck. If a door only worked...
You're right. I don't know why that came to mind. Yes.
Are you ready for the answer? A match.
Oh, yeah.
It only works the first time.
I'm never excited. I'm never like...
Because it always makes sense.
Always underwhelmed with these riddles. I hope that y'all get something out of them and you can use them on other people.
That's what it really... Because the thing is people are like, oh my gosh, you must love riddles. I'm like, no, I hate solving riddles, which is why I ask the riddle because I don't like being in a place where I don't know the answer to something. So I ask them instead.
Wow, that's the most Aquarius thing I've ever heard. I don't like being in a position where I don't know the answer to whatever, so
but I love
that's
why I like seeing
other people. I love spreading the wealth, you know?
Wow. Okay.
Let's get into this pulse check.
Yeah, how are you doing?
I'm doing fine. I was talking to Lexi.
Hold mic to me. Look. You go ahead and do that.
I was telling Lexi that I haven't been reading as much as I'd like to, honestly. The last book that I read was in January, and I've been buying books, but for some reason, I haven't been finishing them. So that's something that I really would like to work on. Also, another New Year's resolution that I had was to become pescatarian. And tell me why I've been, when they give me that bacon on the side, I don't be asking for bacon, but when they give it to me on the side, it's a completely different situation.
She did. I was in the car with Olivia not too long ago, and she was like, I'm really trying to do this pescatarian thing. And I was like, well, what's not making you successful? She's like, bacon. I was like, I started laughing because I thought it was a joke, and she was like, it's everywhere.
Bacon is everywhere, and I didn't eat it growing up. I didn't eat beef or pork growing up, and it wasn't until I got to...
If other people
like junior year in college, they struggle with
bacon, please... Olivia wants support to start a support group.
Because this ish is the only thing that's holding me back. And I might just need to keep watching more of those What the Health documentaries because those do freak me out. But that smell, it's like there's a disconnect. I don't even think...
Do you like your bacon crispy or a little limp?
This is not helping, but I like it crispy. I like it crispy. I like it so... Ooh, that dry.
She likes her bacon like she likes her men.
And if you know, you know. I'm kidding. Anyways.
Anyway. So So, okay, so you need book recommendations. Or you don't need book recommendations. You need to just start reading books.
I need to start reading books. But also, if you have a recommendation that's like, wow, I couldn't put this down, like a one-day read type situation, hit my line. Mm.
Okay, good stuff. Good stuff.
Oh, and then, of course, Lil Uzi Megan. We already said that. I've been listening to that. So, music is good. Music is good.
Good stuff. Good stuff. Oh me. Little me over here. I've been good. Part of me, so I've actually haven't been reading a lot because I started a book called The Algorithm of Oppression, How Search Engines Perpetuate Racism. I know, a light read. And rarely do books like systemic books like hit too hard, too close to home for me to not finish reading them. The only other book that's happened to is The Body Keeps Score, how trauma...
Oh, right.
Yeah, how, like, trauma impacts your day-to-day. Mm-hmm. Couldn't... Like, I literally started and I could not finish it because I was like, whoa, this is dense. But that book really... It was so... The intro to it was just talking about how, like, back in the early 2000s, you could Google just type in... You know how search engines... This is also not a book review, but anyway. You know how search engines self-populate?
Yeah.
So, like, you could type in, like, Justin, and it would be, like, Timberlake, Bieber, blah, blah. Well, in, like, early 2016 or early 2000s, you could type in black woman, and it would be, like, all porn sites.
I know, yeah. I remember, oh my gosh.
Yeah. I did.
I've said this before. Right.
And it talks about like the science behind that algorithm. And it hurt my head. And like rarely does my head hurt. And it also broke my heart at the same time that I was like, pause. So then I was like, let me just start doing audiobooks again. Because ever since I read The American Marriage, that was so good.
American Marriage. So I can't remember the author's name. But if you look up, it's on Oprah's book club list.
Oh, it's Tyree, something. It starts with a T. But anyway, so I started listening to audiobooks, and it's not like I picked an even better genre. I'm reading To Say Her Name by Chanel Miller, who was the sexual assault victim of Brock Turner.
Brock Turner.
Gut-wrenching story. But anyway, so I'm reading books, which is fine, but not reading them and listening to them these days. So I'm taking just a little bit of a hiatus, but I want to get back into my like dense reads. I just had to take a hiatus. Then I'm also into, well, there's a lot of things going on in my life, but I'll keep it brief. One, I'm about to finish my 1-year fellowship. We'll talk a whole nother podcast for the job after your first job.
1 year of adulting
In the real world. So I'm also going to move apartments pretty soon and move closer to a big city, which I'm excited about, but also passionate in my life. If anybody would like to come move a couch out of my living room, I'm looking for a boyfriend right now who can help me with that.
Yes.
just for that purpose.
Applications open tonight at midnight.
And then the third thing I'm up to is I'm really thinking about what adult hobby that I want to pick up again. So I have lots of little hobbies because, like, I'm a very crafty person.
Painter.
I do. I know how to sew. I'm not really a painter, but, like,
it's therapeutic.
Yeah, I can do those things. My mom has, like, a piano that's, like, just, like, a keyboard.
Yeah.
And I really want her to send it to me because I already know how to play the piano, but I'd really love to take that up again.
This is cultured.
I used to make jewelry, and I used to sell jewelry. And so I'm thinking about picking up something like that. So I'm right now thinking, like, okay, what's the craft that I'm... Or start taking ceramics classes.
I am blown away. I'm as blown away as the listeners are right now. I had no idea about any of this. What are you talking?
I'm trying to think of my adult hobby. Put your hands up.
I feel like the Mr. Krabs emoji right now, like the little the meme where he's in a room and I'm like, wait, you had all these talents. Wow. Yeah. That sounds really exciting.
That's how my job feels like. They just recently found out that I have a podcast.
Yeah.
And my boss was like, and they also
when people find out that we have a podcast, we're like,
yeah, or they found out like I'm going on dates and I'm like dating people, they're like, what are you doing? I'm like, just because you don't have to see me after 5. Anyway.
I know. Life never gets boring with Lexi because she always has, like, surprises up her sleeve.
And my one tagline is, Olivia, did I tell you?
Did I tell you this? And I'm like, nope, you didn't. I thought I told you. And you know you didn't. But it's okay. Like, it's hilarious each time.
Well, enough about us. Let's get into this week's topic. Keeping on brand with Women's History Month. Yes. We thought it would be super, super important to have an episode talking about the shoulders that we stand on. And the reason that we picked this was because Women's History Month, like, what it means to us right. is it's all about her story. And honestly, even the books that I'm reading, just, like, retelling narratives from the dimensional point of view from women. Right. And just how we've been left out of stories in intentional ways and how to rectify that. Yeah. And there's so many, like, indigenous healing and restorative practices to, like, reclaim those stories. And then also when we were talking about that, we were just thinking about, like, when you
all the amazing women that are in our lives.
Yes, that have helped us be who we are. Mm-hmm. And we think that a part of retelling history or her story, nice, I know, is about talking about who's impacted us. And as we're growing in our womanness and our womanhood and writing our stories. Right. What we want to do and what type of legacy that we want to live. And so that's what this episode is about, is we want to just jump into the gratitude and talk about stories of women who have impacted us. Right. Talking about as we become women, how we support other women who are growing up or right. glowing up. Right. Near. Thank you. Look, thank you.
That glow up's real.
And then talking about how we are a support for each other, because even though there's, like, one saying for Black people, not all skin folk are kin folk. But it's like, not all girls got your back either. 100%. So how you find that role model or mentor or even champion, because they're rare and hard right. to come by. So that's really what we want to cover today. And we're ready to dive in. Are you ready, Olivia?
Yes, I'm ready to dive in. And I'm so happy that we're talking about this, because when I reflect on all of my role models in my life, they've mm-hmm. all been Black women. And yes. I think, like, from a very young age, when you're in a sea full of white people in a class, mm-hmm. you can look at another Black woman or, like, another Black person or just another woman and be like, okay, there's some sort of connection here that we're feeling. And it gave me a way for me to, like, stand up for myself or to, yeah. you know, take the extra step of introducing myself. Because I used to be a really shy kid. So mm-hmm. having other people to lean on like that. And it always breaks my heart when I hear other women talk about how, like, their negative experiences with women.
Yeah, for sure.
And how people think that women, like, are naturally competitive against one another. And we're always trying to, like, tear each other. Yeah, we're always trying to tear each other down. And so for us to create this space for women to, mm-hmm. like, talk about and celebrate the other women in their lives, I just think it's super powerful, and we need to talk about it more.
And I think it truly just, like, takes a tribe, too, and it's, like, you just kind of mm-hmm. have to, like, at some point, I'm all about, like, practicing gratitude and just being, like, really thankful. And I agree, like, I have a lineage of professional Black women mm-hmm. who have, like, pulled me aside being like, so either what you're not gonna do is that. Wow. Or being like, this is the path, like, pivoting me to be like, this is the path that you need to take, and just, like, don't right. turn back. And I would say maybe, like, three or four in the past, like, 7 years, I've had, like, very, like, one-on-one interactions. Right. And they've poured so much. And obviously it starts with my mom. Like, right. point blank period. Like, always. Black woman who raised me is phenomenal.
Phenomenal. Phenomenal. Leave it at that.
Shout out to Rosa. She's a real one. But even past that, right? Because, like, you have that, your mom has a lot of love for you, but it's yeah. like having those people along the way who have been like, I see you. Right. And I'm just eternally grateful for them, because had they not, at such a pivotal developmental time for me, like, for me to be 23 and to have not only, like, been mentored by Black women, but, like, worked for Black yes. women. Like, I currently have a Black woman as a boss. My research advisor in undergrad was a Black woman. I worked for a Black woman in high school. Like, yeah. Black women along with it, I know how rare that is. And right. so I feel like they have just, like, bestowed a gift to me that keeps on giving. And I'm like, I know that my life won't always be, like, I won't always have Black leadership and Black woman leadership.
It's a privilege.
It's a privilege. And it's, like, even at Elon, too, like, I'm multiracial and, like, I've had women, like, Hispanic and Latino women in power to also speak, like, life into me. So it's, like, I'm just so grateful for those because had they not at that time, I don't know how much my self-image or, like, my confidence and professional and academic and all these aspects of my life would have birthed me. And I know that they, like, watch me from a distance and, like, a couple of them I email back and forth with, like, occasionally. And I'm like, wow, like, you saw me and you invested in me and, like, I'm always paying homage to them and, like, everything that I do. And it's so important to just be like, those are the shoulders I stand on.
Paying homage is so powerful because it not only just, like, shows, like, humility or, like, humbleness within yourself, but, like, you're also giving that other person a platform. And I think right now, like, within the social media age, it's so easy to compare yourselves to other women, like, especially because we are pretty much, like, the best part of social media. I mean, like, we're, I mean, like, we beauty are standards, like, beauty standards, like, all these conversations are happening on social platforms. And so for you to be like, wow, I really liked the way this person was able to style their hair or to do this and, like, to put, like, give credit where credit's due is so essential.
Well, I think that's why it's so important to tell these narratives because it's like we know that the underlying systems of our culture are like patriarchal and capitalistic. And like, that's okay because like there's patriarchies, there's matriarchies, there's cap, like there's different types of everything, but they definitely like weave a thread in everything that we do. And not always does it cultivate or encourage that type of behavior. So it's a total act of resistance to give credit where credit is due and to pause and not be in the busyness of it all and just be grateful because that's like also against capitalism and to uplift stories and narratives of people when there was a time that you could have benefited from something, but instead you paused. You
step back. Exactly.
And you spotlighted somebody else's growth or expertise or gifting and stuff like that. So I think all of it is essential during this time because if you're not doing that, then you're contributing to those other systems, even in your lack of action. So you might not be calling out another woman, but if you're grinding, and you never stop to be like, it's all these people who got me here, then like, it's not it. And I always thought it was so interesting when Issa Rae got an award and she did that like opposite speech where she like didn't thank anybody because she was like, boys, get up here. And give speeches. And they talk about, I'm the shit.
Like, I got here. I didn't need anybody.
And it was so comical how she did it, but it was also this moment it of, got like,
to the root, yeah.
Yeah, like, we don't do that. Like, we, you, it's, you pay it forward. Like, yes, you can take credit for, like, women get it done in different ways, but, like, also, you gotta highlight that big thing.
Also, sisterhood is not focusing on one like dimension of womanhood and leaving out the other parts of it. Ooh, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like when we talk about feminism and we talk about white feminism, like the core root of the problem of white feminism is that like you're only looking for a particular looking out for a particular demographic of women. So like when we're talking about when women were allowed to vote, like we're not really talking about when Black women, when Latinx women, Asian women were allowed to vote. Like we're talking about this one specific demographic and we're talking about rights and we're talking about like all of these global issues. It's important to kind of take ourselves like almost out of it and look at it in a large scale, who else is being affected by it. For because when people really talk about US problems when it comes to womanhood, they talk about sexual assault and they talk about the gender gap. And they're like, you guys don't really even need to be like so strict or like be worrying about this. Like when in global terms, there's so many like reproductive
violence.
Yeah. And it's like, why can't we just look at everything in a large scale way and still figure out ways to empower each other? Because like Martin Luther King Jr. said, injustice somewhere is injustice everywhere.
For sure.
So we have to start looking out for one another, like on a global level as well.
For sure. I love that. And that to me starts with telling the stories. Cause it's like, it's because they go untold that we don't even know what the global experience of women is, are, is. Yeah. So it's like when I was traveling and I was in India, there we were talking to some like students, some women who were college students at the university, and they were like, yeah, y'all's white feminism in the US. And we were like, ooh. And they were like, yeah, y'all have that agenda that doesn't support globalized feminism. Exactly. And they were talking about, they were like, yeah, y'all do the Free the Nip campaign. But they're like, but in India, having a bra and like, they're like, you get taxed for wearing a bra. And so they're like, actually, for us, having a bra is empowering. Empowerment. Yeah, so they're like, so you can leave that white feminism agenda. And we were like, yup. And it was crazy because they knew more about our global context than we did theirs. About theirs
because we're so in our own bubble.
Yeah, it was definitely a pause moment. But I think that goes into, so many women have poured into us.
Right.
But as we're, like, growing, like, when I grew up, as we're growing into our womanhood, not everybody's experience has been ours.
Not everyone, exactly.
Have had that leadership. And because there are these systems of, like, patriarchy and capitalism, you can also internalize them. And you 100%. Can, like, have self-hate for yourself and for other women as a woman. So, like, how do we start as women of color who have been poured into in this way, also start to give back and to like mentor and fulfill that role for somebody else? And I think for me personally, that's daunting because I'm like, don't trust me. I don't know nothing. Like, I'm still trying to get that advice. Like I'm still trying to, but not remembering, like I've also been through a lot and like I can have wisdom to impart on people.
Yeah.
So,
because it's like not every woman that we like walk into is going to be like all roses and daisies and like here for the movement. And like it, that's what I'm saying. Like it always pains me when women are like, I can't hang out with women because they are X, Y, and Z. Mm-hmm. Or I like hanging out with men more than women because women are X, Y, and Z. Mm-hmm. Like it's one thing to be like, oh, I like hanging out with guys because they get me. But when you are trying to like put down your own like gender in terms of uplifting another group of people, that's when it becomes problematic. And I think primarily just for me, the way uplifting other women is like supporting their business, whether that's monetary or sharing it, like telling people that they look cute, hyping people up, regardless of whether they're strangers or, you know, or whether I know them when I see them taking a pictures of me and like, you look bomb, like you're awesome, you know, sending encouraging texts, like it doesn't have to be so, such a huge donation.
Well, and I love that you highlight that because I think also, I'm always like, who's in your sphere of influence? Mm-hmm. Like, where are you at in your life? What's your accessibility to other people? And it's also like, there are different roles you can play. Like, you can be a role model for somebody, which is like from a distance. And like, I can observe you as a role model and like not really know you.
Like Michelle Obama is a perfect example.
Oh, she's a great.
Jada Pinkett Smith, Oprah. Role model.
Role model. Actually, goals.
Goals. Role goals. Model, yeah.
But so you can have role models. You could also be a mentor, which is like a little bit more intimate. And usually in your craft or like your areas, so like when you get into an industry, like you should find that a mentor advice,
right?
And it's like they're not always going to be in every phase of your life, but like not everybody's equipped to do that, but like seeking out those people and also making myself available for that too. So like finding people who are in the same sphere as me or industry and be like, hey, if you need a mentor or something,
let's
like,
get let me know. Coffee once a month, every other month, phone call, email.
Yeah, but then also there's like champions and like those I think are one or two in your lifetime.
Intimate, exactly.
Are part of every aspect of your life and like ensure that you are successful.
Yes.
Run the race with you.
Oh my gosh.
Go the extra mile and you didn't even ask them to.
Crucial. Exactly. They show up for you in ways that you've never had anyone show up.
So I love that there's like a spectrum of support for your sphere of influence that like you can engage with. And it's just like reminding yourself of being like, how am I showing up in these spaces? How am I encouraging other people? How am I letting other women have a platform to tell their story? Are we believing their story when they tell it? And how and are we writing it down? Because who keeps the narratives is also important. And then just making sure that this is the norm moving forward. Like, it's so important. And I would rather have an oversaturation of stories than the wrong ones written. Exactly. And we have to keep retelling history. Like, that shouldn't be the case.
Oh, my gosh. I couldn't have said that any better. Some things to think about. Who are your role models in y'all's lives? Who are your mentors? Who are your champions? How are y'all uplifting the other people in your community? What are you guys saying to yourself to make sure that you thrive and mm-hmm. that the people around you thrive? Because it's all interconnected. Yeah. And at the end of the day, like she said earlier, it takes a village. You can't do everything on your own. No. And so you might as well have a bad-ass, kick-ass cool group of women supporting your every move that you can always rely on. Sure. And
we, like, tell... For sure. Yeah, retweet. But we want to hear about influential women in your life or people mm-hmm. who have left an imprint on your experience or how you're engaging with other women
yes.
to uplift or retell stories and narratives. So definitely hit us up with them stories.
Hit us those stories.
Because we want to use our platform to tell those stories and encourage other people about how they can engage. So help us help you.
Help us help you. And with that being said, thank y'all so much for another episode. We love you all, and we're leaving you with peace,
love, blessings. Bye, y'all.
Bye.